Blog Talk Radio.
Get heard. Hear it now on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard. Hear it now.
With your hosts, Nat Neely and Morrow Hall.
Get heard. Hear it now. Get heard. Hear it now.
What's up, world? Welcome back to another edition of the Get Heard Show. It's your boy, Magnesium, doing what I love to do, y'all, every Sunday night. Show up and show out. It's going to be a little difficult tonight because I got a little computer errors going on, but we still going to get it in, you know, because the topic tonight is going to push me to get through this. And hopefully it's going to inspire you. I would say this to everybody. As you desire, so is your will. As is your will, so is your deed. As is your deed, so is your destiny. Think about that for a minute. Let that resonate with you. I have one simple question to ask. And let's be real. Do you desire or inspire? Do you desire or do you inspire? Do you want to positively impact others that are around you? Do you want to give off a positive energy? If you truly desire to inspire the people around you, the best thing you could do is to focus on some fundamental principles of your character and make them a part of your daily life more than where you work at or how much money you got. Or how much money you make, or better yet, how you look, the way you carry yourself, and how you interact with others will impact how much inspiration they draw from being around you. Once again, do you desire or inspire? It's all about that love, y'all. Right here on the Get Heard Show.
Just got me feeling this way. just to get close to you. Could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be up on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beat me black and blue, but it fucked me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be up on the brain. It keeps cursing my name. No matter what I do, I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain.
Right here on the Crashing Station that plays them hits, y'all. You know who that is. You know who that was. That's Rihanna with that Love on the Brain. That's a hot track, y'all. I had to bump it, you know. Hey, it's going down tonight, y'all. I want to know, do you desire or inspire, you know? And we're going to talk about different ways to inspire people that's around you. Because when you're giving off a positive energy, and, you know, that's, and you share love and you interact with people and you always, you know, help and, you know, willing to learn something new, you know, people are attracted to you. You know, have you ever, you know, thought about it or wonder why people love being around you? That's because you inspire them. Or, matter of fact, think about the people that you look up to that inspire you. What is it about them that inspires you? I'm pretty sure you can sit down and write down a whole list and go on and on and on. Feel free to call in the number 347-884-9973, 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press the number 1, and I will pick up the phone.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Travis Scott, Tucker, Tucker, baby. Yeah. I'm a whore. I call you a whore. Just a fucking short. I just went got my door. Pulling up and I'm gone. Then I go up before. Then I roll up, then I roll up. Then I'm calling your whore. I'ma pull up in my truck, hit the block and I'm bleeding, throwing that rollie on you. Hide the way, be breathing. Pick up the phone, baby.
Then I had to man up, I was wrong. I hate when we fight. She in love with the pipe. I draped her up in ice, I put my phone on ice.
birds in the trap, sing by me night. Percocet and codeine, please don't take my life. She had a dream with Celine, so I bought it twice. Young nigga, make it right back tonight. Figure so cute in your ass is nice. Tracking the phone and I'm shooting dice. Wrist pull up at black dyke. And I'm loving all races. Hell nah, don't discriminate. Drinking on clean sanitized. After she quit the frog eyes. He'll forever call your phone, baby. Never leave it only one time.
Pick up the phone, baby. I know you're home, baby. It's lit, I'm in the zone, baby. Straight up, what about fall, baby?
Never will I cheat on you. Never will I keep me crazy. Blowing a bag on you. Do all of that for no reason. I'ma pull up in Mer 2. Hitting the block and I'm bleeding. Throwing that rollie on you. I like the way you be breathing.
Life's a blessing. I'm so glad now I realize that.
Because of you, everything's fine.
right here on the Crash Station that plays them hits you never heard. Yes, yes, I am happy. I'm so happy, my damn self. And that's Club Nouveau, y'all, right there, what I'm so happy. Off the Consciousness album. You can download that everywhere. You can get your digital download on iTunes, Amazon, all that good shit. But anyway, it's your boy, Matt Neasy, doing what I love to do, y'all. It's the Get Heard Show. Tonight's topic is we're just talking about different ways to inspire, you know, people around you. That's when people love to be around you, you know, when you can just put off a positive vibe and, you know, give out some good energy. And, you know, that's really where you want to be at in life these days, you know. Feel free to call in. The number's 347-884-9973. 347-884-9973. Don't forget to pick up or press that number one. And like I said, you can get heard. I'm going to keep the party rolling so I get these notes up. And here goes some new music, y'all. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this track. It's called Pull Up.
I'ma pull up, just take a bite of skirt. Everybody know what's up, ride on. Pound in my cup, cause you wanna live once. Feel the vibe on. I'ma go all on my bag and I'ma go dive on them. Live on them, diving down to do it all. Tell me what you got in mind.
Pull up, just hop out of the sun. Hop out of the sun.
You gotta know it, know it, know it. Tell me what you got in mind.
Pull up, just hop out of the sun. Hop out of the sun.
You gotta know it, know it, know it.
I'ma pull up,
party on Concord. You should pull up now. Everybody got a red cup blowing it down. We tryna have fun and live life like it ain't no tomorrow. I'ma be here in the morning. You gon' be here when I'm calling. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah, yeah, yeah. Pull up gang too strong. I might hop out too fast. I don't know how I'll last. I do it just to stun on your ex. You know a cool nigga up next. And I'ma leave your bitch obsessed. She wanna fuck with me if she could. Cause she know it's all good. Like the bottom of the net. Wait, pull up. Hop out of skirt, everybody know what's up. Ride on. Pound in my cup, cause you wanna live once. Feel the vibe on it. I'ma go all in my bag, I'ma go dive on it. Dive on it. Diving down and do it all. Tell me what you got in mind.
I'ma pull up, just hop out of skirt. Hop out of skirt.
You gotta know it, know it, know it. Tell me what you got in mind.
I'ma pull up, just hop out of skirt.
I'ma pull
yeah,
up.
Right on Concord, where you find me at? Party never ending, we insomniac. First tap the bottle, then twist the cap. I do anything now to bring them times back. Just to feel like the world is yours. Same time, shorty, you're on all fours. She ain't mine, so we might all score. Same lines, you know them niggas all for it. Same kind, you know what's going on at the crib, dog. You left the girl, man, you get it how you live, dog. No problem, we can take it to the fence, dog. Outside it's a big bra, till a nigga let a big shot lick off. Clear it out, then it's right back to what we do. My nigga in the city said he went 5 minutes, then he bout to get a bottle and come through. True.
I'ma pull up, just take a bite of skirt. Everybody know what's up, ride on. Pound in my cup, cause you wanna live once. Feel the vibe on. I'ma go all on my plan, I'ma go dive on it. Dive on it, diving down and do it all. Tell me what you got in mind.
I'ma pull up, just take a bite of skirt.
You gotta know it, know it, know it. Tell me what you got in mind.
Pull up, just hop out of the sun.
You gotta know it, know it, know it.
I'ma pull up, I'ma pull up. I'ma pull up, I'ma pull up.
You gotta know it.
Right here on the Crescent Station to play some hits you never heard. That was Pull Up by my boy Swift. And that's a hot track. I'm feeling that right there. I hope y'all are too. I appreciate y'all tuning in and hanging out with your boy tonight. I got a cool little topic. I'm just, you know, asking you to ask yourself, you know, on, even if you got to go walk to the mirror and ask your own self, do you desire or do you inspire? Yeah, that's right. I said, do you desire or do you inspire? And there are ways to inspire people that's around you all day, every day. You know, just basically be yourself. The line is starting to blow up, y'all. So I'm going to go to the line to see what's happening right here on the Get Her Show. You know how we do. Yo, yo, 918-237, what's happening?
What's happening, Nick? All
right, too much, man. Chilling, chilling. Willing, doing my thing, you know. Talking about desire and inspiration, you know. The question, do you desire or do you inspire? Which side would you say you lean towards?
Yeah, I went back and forth. I'm on the inspire side now, but I done went back and forth. I done been on the desire side for a while. But before that, it was inspiring. So I've been going back and forth.
That's very interesting because, you know, that's really a good thing. And with this topic, the reason why I brought it up, because it's not, even if you're leaning on either or side, you're not right or you're not wrong. And also, you have to have balance, you know, just like you. You say you was on this for a little bit, now you're on this for, you know, a minute. And I think that balance is what's going to make everything come together. And really, really, desire is a good thing. But inspiring others, you know, is a big thing.
Yeah,
and
that's the best.
You know, there's one of the ways that I think that you can inspire others. You can inspire others by expecting the most of them. Now, that's one simple, cool little trick right there that you can inspire people that's around you by expecting the most of them. You know, the other day, you know, we were chopping it up, and, you know, we both was on our off days. We had some tracks going on, and, you know, you spit that real fire to me, and I'm like, yo, go light that up, you know. I was inspiring you to get the most out of yourself. That's an example of that, how you know, ways to inspire those that you love, those that surround you, you know. I think another cool way is by challenging them. You know, challenging, and that still goes in reference to what we were talking about on that track, you know. It's like, hey, man, go, you know, knock something out, he'd be back, man, you know, have something, you know. I challenged you. So really, I was inspiring you. And that's deep. That's deep. It's many ways.
Yeah.
It's small things that you can do to inspire people that's around you. And that's what makes a better world anyway. If you're just inspiring people left and right, people loving to be around you, that's changing the community. That's changing your surroundings. And you giving love and having a positive vibration.
Real talk.
So, yeah. That's very, very powerful.
You need that push too, man. I appreciate that, man. Inspiring me and motivating me, challenging. You know what I'm saying? Get more work done.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, just think if we all start doing that to, you know, to everybody that's around us, we'll be unstoppable. There'll be a lot more good going on if, you know, that was, you know, became the norm and that's just how we operate. You know, we wanted to see others do good. See?
Yeah, we do need that, man, in the communities, man, to push each other to, you know, challenge each other to be better. Like you said, it'd make the world a whole lot better place if everybody was pushing each other all the time, you know what I'm saying? But that'd be ideal.
Yeah. And what's crazy is really all you can do is really start with yourself and do your part. You know, that's what changes, you know. It's small, big changes start in small, you know, small doses. And just by you making a difference is creating a way, you know. And the thing of it is, you know, you just want it to catch on like wildfire. You know, it's just about encouraging others, you know, to try new things and confront new obstacles that they haven't faced before. And doing so will make you stronger and increase the faith. That's what's so good about challenging your friends, your family, your homies, your loved ones, your day ones.
Yeah,
this is falling deep, y'all. What'd you say?
I was like, yeah, that's kind of what I was on when I was saying that, how I was going back to the inspiring side, you know, trying to be an inspiration through teaching, you know what I'm saying? Teaching stuff that I done learned and experienced and kind of had that aha moment about things and share that. You know, I'm trying to get back to that where I share what I'm learning and be focused on teaching and uplifting somebody's, you know, conscious level of consciousness. Rather than just a desire, and out here desiring this for myself, this and that, money, throw it all that, you know?
Yeah. I wonder, do people even really know, you know, like, what the definition of desire is? You feel me? It's real fun.
Well, yeah. I know it's the beginning
you know.
Of suffering. Like the Buddhist teach. I know it's the beginning of suffering, like the Buddhists teach. As soon as you start desiring, you start suffering in the world.
Desire is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And on the same note, inspire is like the urge or the ability to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. That's where, you know, that's the core of inspiration. I just wanted to break that down, y'all, so we can, you know, we just now getting, you know, surface deep, you know, with this topic tonight, y'all. Once again, you can call in the number 347-884-9973. 347-884-9973.
I hope y'all don't think I'm crazy. Crazy. Hello. Everything I do it with a passion. If I gotta be a bitch, I'ma be a bad one. Yeah. I'm AI with the design to rag. Bounce back game group while we talking practice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pull up score when I want to. Best thing that's to have.
Yeah.
They be trying to count me out, though.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to count a blessing. A real woman by the paper. Niggas don't know where I came from. Why I really, really came up. You never could say. All the shit I've been through only made me more of an assassin. I kill them, I kill them, I kill them with compassion. And baby, if they ask him, tell them, tell them, tell them, tell them. I go crazy.
right here on the Creation Station that plays them hits, y'all. That was Kalani with that crazy brand new music, y'all. This is the place to be every Sunday night, y'all, right here when you want to hear new music that you never heard. It's your boy, Mac Neasy. I got my man Hoop sitting in with me, and this is the Get Heard Show, y'all. We're talking about it tonight, y'all. We're discussing different ways to inspire people that's around you. And my question is, do you inspire or do you desire? That's right, y'all. It's so important to inspire others that's around you. You know, inspire others by taking a stand for what they believe in. In order for people to follow you, they have to know that you, that your convictions inspire you to stand for something. One of the best ways to help live a meaningful life and be important is to set an example by living the kind of lifestyle that you are talking about. Would you agree or disagree with that, Hoops?
Man, I agree with you, man. We need to create the kind of environment that we want to see, so that's very important. You know what I'm saying? That we inspire each other to strive for it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Man.
I was talking to a cat the other day, and, you know, we were chopping it up, and I just kept butting in, you know. And at the end of the day, what I was trying to get my man to realize is that this is your journey. Everybody's story is different. Everybody has their own journey. And as long as you be creative with it and keep building on it, you're going to get there. No matter how fast you're moving, as long as you still move. And it just all starts with that belief that's in you. Knowing that you're bigger, you're better, and you're stronger. And what's also important is surrounding yourself by others that are on the positive vibe, people that's doing good, you know. That'll create a different kind of spirit in you. You know, if you hang around a lot of negative, then that shit gonna rub off and become a part of your life. But if you setting yourself up, you know, tapping into positive shit, keep learning, and, you know, just journeying through the unknown, you can't do nothing but grow. And it ain't doing nothing but stretching yourself. Another way to inspire others is to, you know, tell people that they have courage, you know, that they can change the course that they're on. Make sure that they know that if they stay true and believe that anything is possible to change. A real true leader doesn't stray on the path. They choose to stay in the future. And you always got to be considerate to alternatives and to explore new options when they present themselves. That's important too, because, you know, it could be something presenting itself to you and you could just be totally, you know, in your feelings, and you'll miss the opportunity. And then you'll be like, damn, I should have went ahead and followed up, or I should have took that job, or I should have signed that contract, or, you know, just sometimes you can do yourself some harm when you're not open. So that's another thing, is to inspire others by having courage to change the course. Inspire others by being vulnerable. Be honest about who you are and your shortcomings and your failures. People are much more open to follow and be inspired by someone who is being 100, being real, than somebody that's always saying everything is just all good to where it just seems to be too good to be true. People pick up on that. Talk about the struggles that you have overcome and demonstrate that it really is possible to remain strong through hard times. What do you think about that?
That's a good one. That was a good one. That lasted too. Remain strong through the struggles.
Hey,
man,
ain't the struggle is real, and we
yeah,
all
they can
going
wear
through
you out. It can wear you out, man. You get tired, man. You know what I'm saying? You still got to keep pushing, deal with everyday, day-to-day stuff, too, on top of just the struggle.
Yeah,
just,
it's going to make a better you. Everybody, think about that word struggle for a second and let it sink in. Matter of fact, I got something to go along with that. It is to get hurt, so y'all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look. Had a few bad things that I done been through. Hated by many, only loved by a few. Had a few who would try to kill me. Took six shots, but it's hard to kill a G. Love or hate when it's in your self-seed. Rather see you fall face down in the street. Since you raised, but a nigga made it through. You don't feel me, feel me, feel me. This is my pain, this is my struggle. This is my story, this is my glory. Only God knows what I've been through. You don't feel me. Tell your best fake friends, I don't let them come around cause they frown. When you up and they smile, when you're down, all them came from the bottom and made it to the top. Can't stop, won't stop, will not be stopped. Love or hate when they see you succeed. Rather see you fall face down in the street. In the tent you raised, but a nigga made it through. You don't feel me, feel me, feel me. This is my pain, this is my struggle. This is my story, this is my glory. Only God knows.
I wanna freak you, girl. Your body's so freaking tight. Every freaking day, every freaking night. I wanna freak you, baby.
That's my boy Dre of Code 3 right there with that Freaking You remake. Yeah, it's the Creation Station that plays them hits, y'all. Independent music is what lives over here. It's your boy Nackneezy doing what I love to do, y'all, every Sunday night. I got my man Hoop sitting in with me, and this is the Get Heard Show, y'all. We talking about it tonight, y'all, just discussing different ways to inspire people that's around you. And, you know, the question of the night is, do you desire or inspire? You can call in the number 347-884-9973, 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press that number one when you get it, and you will get heard. I promise you that. Yo, Hoops, check this out. As is your desire, so is your will. As is your will, so is your deed. As is your deed, so is your destiny. And deep or what? Real shit, y'all. I'm going to get into some more other ways to inspire others. I believe you can inspire others by practicing integrity. Refuse to be fake. Speak the truth, even if it's not what somebody really wants to hear. Always avoid gossip and easy attacks on unpopular people, because that's low down and that's petty. You got to rise above pettiness and be somebody that does the right thing. That's how you can inspire others to practice integrity. And you, not only that, you practice your own integrity. That's a way to another way to inspire people. Another great way to inspire people is by sharing the credit. Recognize the people that's around you for what they have done and for their successes in helping you become successful. Even when you are largely responsible for the task or whatever the idea is, still show love, because it's a victory for all of y'all that's involved in it. You can inspire others by sharing the credit and giving it up. A leader who shares success is somebody that other people will want to follow and even emulate. Remember that. A leader who shares success, usually people gravitate to them. People don't have a problem believing in them and following them. Simple shit, y'all. Once again, it's the Get Heard Show. You can call in. I ain't going to talk your ear off. I'm going to get to some more good music. Matter of fact, shit, it's about time to have a party or something, y'all. That's right.
Come on. Rock. Plug. New. Mold. New one, baby. Let me ask you a question. Huh. What makes a party? What makes you flow? Get on that dance floor and act like you know. Is it that Frank Bev before I let you go? I get Doug Fresh and give you a hell of a show. That black leather cup protector cameo. I track them like Larry Blackman, funky bro. Got that DJ Serato in tow. You know the rumors, update Club Nouveau. The grown and sexy comes with the swing. Chubster on the vocals, the keys, J. King. From Brooklyn to the Bay, from kid to the play. We're gonna have an old school house party today. Go, go.
Don't need no heat, just want you to relax and let yourself be free. No need in thugging, cause we ain't mugging. Hey, Mr. DJ, drop that beat, I'm almost out my seat.
You know my girls,
Grandmaster Flash, Egyptian Lover, the West Coast cast. Remember 1990, Shub Rock treat 'em, the funk beat 'em, Lee Jean still crease 'em, the hip hop dream with a pocket full of green. Before the B word and N word took the scene, two turntables spinning la di da di. We don't trouble nobody, we're just here having a party. Come.
Forever done. money in the summer when the spring falls. I just fire up the killer and I get some draws. Hit it twice, man, it's all in my car.
First thing out of the pantry, pass it. All my booty out of the jug, pass it, smash it. Tryna beat the crowd, see it, jazz it. Green on my shirt like Sarah's. Oh, I got it blowing cold. I'm in my soul.
Right here on the Crashing Station to play some hits, y'all. This your boy Mac Neasy doing what I love to do every Sunday night, y'all. Give it to you live, real, raw, right here on the baddest station on the internet. It's the Get Her Show. Talking about it tonight, y'all, just discuss the different ways that you can inspire those that are around you. And I think another important way to inspire others is by sharing your influence. Talk about the people who have inspired you. Quote from books and things that you've read that you found that's very meaningful. Tell stories of people who have impacted your life. The more people hear about others who have achieved meaning and success, the more likely they'll be able to believe that they can do the same thing. So by sharing your influences is another way to inspire others that are around you. I also think another great way, which is very simple, is you can inspire others by listening to them. Something very simple, just by listening. When you listen to people around you, you show them that they matter and that their ideas are worth hearing. Plus, you'll better understand what they care about. You'll figure out what their goals are. You'll know how to motivate them and keep them inspired. That's real talk right there, y'all. One of the greatest ways to inspire others is just by simply listening to them. Share your experiences. Listen to people. It's real simple. On that note, y'all, time for a music break. It's the Get Her Show.
I know about them paper cups.
Sippin' yak with a sack and a pack of delicious sweets. Flip on this track and now listen to the vicious beats of Correct, and you can bet that the shit's some heat. The shit's some heat.
I can spit it freestyle, kick it off the brain. Y'all niggas is all the same, my lyrics off the chain. Y'all a trick off your change on them flossy things. On that watch and the rings and that cross and chain. Let your broke ass tell it use a ball of main. That lifestyle leads you like a moth to the flame. You be caught out there with pain when them officers came. Boy, you never get that off of your name. And it's a shame how the game seems so simple and easy. It'll rob you of your potential. Believe me, I done seen it through my own eyes. But I know we strong people, so we don't ride.
Sipping Hennessy out of paper cups with a fat sack of weed about to raise it up. We on the late night key trying to make these cuts. I'm slinging CDs cause I need to get this paper up. Sipping Hennessy out of paper cups with a fat sack of weed about to raise it up. We on the late night key trying to make these cuts. I'm slinging CDs cause I need to get this paper up.
I'm feeling like a star. As soon as I walk in, I'm headed straight for the bar. Ordering drinks, I think I got a taste for yak. But I could barely move around, the place is packed with all the fly honeys in town, ready to get down and clown with this king holding down his crown. Sounds from the DJ is grooving too strong, got me ready to grab a chick and get my groove on. And if she with it, she gon' ooh wee. And if she with it, she gon' drop like it's hot. And if she with it, she gon' hang with me. Party to 8 in the morning like Jermaine Dupri. Paper cup in a glass, it ain't no thing to me. She might be high class, but she gon' let me bang for free. I keep it real for all my players who gon' party with me. And we gon' keep this crump to 2001.
Sippin' Hennessy out of paper cups with a fat sack of weed, about to blaze it up. We on the late night keys, tryna lay these cuts. I'm slinging CDs, cause I need to get this paper up. Sippin' Hennessy out of paper cups with a fat sack of weed, about to blaze it up. We on the late night keys, tryna lay these cuts. I'm
on the block twerking, swerving hot verse, you got to purchase. Up a certain flip, little homie, what you working with? Posted in a black van, brake light shining. We toasted trying to stack grand late night grinding. Rhyming for the kick, the timeless pitch that you rewind it quick. The sickest music, got niggas addicted to it. My nigga Records Major, one of the newest hit producers. There's no escape from the mayhem, cause it's the future of underground hip hop. Got you caught up inside it, the type of shit you pop in your deck, hit the gas and ride with. On the block you been, dodging cops again. I'm getting slop again, taking shots of hands. Straight no chaser, rolling 8 more Vegas. We chase more papers, swerving great gold dangers. We shake those haters while we lay more bangers. With way more flavor and it stays so
safe. Sipping Hennessy out of paper cups with a fat sack of weed, about to blaze it up. We on the late night key, trying to lay these cuts. I'm slinging CDs cause I need to get this paper up. Sipping Hennessy out of paper cups with a fat sack of weed, about to blaze it up.
Hey. Hits, y'all. That was the Paper Cup by Hooch and Rex. Right there, Hooch and Correct. It's available everywhere online, wherever you get your digital download on. Hey, that was C-Town at its finest, y'all. Right here on the Crazy Station to play some hits. We talked about it tonight, y'all. Different ways to inspire people around you. You just gotta do diligence each and every day. Do you want to impact people's lives with something positive? Do you want to give off some good energy and a good vibe? Do you want people to look at you in the light? Look at you as the light. That's the best thing you could do, is to inspire others. But all it is just taking a self inventory of your character. Make sure that you be the best that you can on a daily basis. It's not about where you work at, or how much money you make, or how nice you look. It's all about the way you carry yourself, how you interact with others. That's what's going to impact people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to draw inspiration from you from that alone. That's why it's so important to inspire and not just desire. Remember that, y'all. It's more important to inspire than it is to desire. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me tonight, y'all. I'm going to keep it short and simple and funky. Bring your ass back next week and get it in. It's your boy, Magnesi.
get heard. Hear it now on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard. Hear it now.
With your hosts, Nat Neely and Morrow Hall.
Get heard. Hear it now. Get heard. Hear it now.
Inspire, just don't desire, inspire others.